الإيمان. اللهم إنك أنت أحق من عبد وأجود من سئل وأرأف من ملك. أنت الملك لا شريك لك، والأحد الذي لا ند لك. لن تطاع إلا بعلمك، لن تطاع إلا بعلمك بإذنك، ولن تعصى إلا بعلمك. تطاع فتشكر وتعصى فتغفر. الحسنة عندك بعشر أمثالها وقد تزيد، والسيئة عندك بواحدة وقد تغفر. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. We start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bearing witness that there is no deity except Him, that there is no one worthy of the attributes of greatness except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No creator except Him. No sustenance provider except Him. No one who is able to inflict on us or cause us to have severe, eternal, long-term, eternal punishment and pain except Him. No one is able to give us the everlasting happy life except Him. No one except Him is able to forgive our sins. No one except Him is able to arrange for our food, arrange for our living, create for us a safe floor, which is the earth, create for us a safe roof, which is heaven, create for us and provides for us and takes care of our biological needs, air, breathing, biological operations, body, and make us able to function and live healthy and happily except Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the one who gives the disease and He's the one who takes it away. He's the one that gives the wealth and He's the one that takes it away. He's the one that gives honor, power and might and wealth, children, and He's the one that also takes them away. If He has given you something and taken it away from you, it is someone who's taking back his property, someone who's claiming back his property. You and everything around you and us belongs to Him. If He takes them back from us, then it is He subhanahu wa ta'ala taking back His property. Remember the righteous woman, when her son died, her husband came home, she told him, "What do you think about somebody who loaned us something?" And then he came back to recover it, and he took it back. "Would you be upset or angry?" He said, "No, of course, I will not be upset or angry." Then she told him, "Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken our son. He's the one who has given him to us in the first place, and He took him back." So he said, "Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Thank you, Allah, for whatever that left, that you have left with us. Even though you can claim it back, even though you have taken it, but thank you for whatever you have left for us." And the one who has lost a hand says, "Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Allah, that you left me one other hand." There are people who have no hands. And the one who loses both hands, he says, "Alhamdulillah, Allah, you have left me with two legs." There are people who have no hands or legs. And the ones who loses all of that, he says, "Alhamdulillah, you left me alive." There are people who are dead. Praise be to Him, the owner of the attributes of greatness, who can give and take away, who provides or stops the provision, all based on His wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this Qur'an. And look what happened to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the Qur'an landed on his head. You might be feel strange about the expression "landed on his head," and you think I made it up. No, that's the expression used by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Muzzammil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا." We are going to drop a heavily loaded words on your head. Drop, nulqi. This is different than when Allah says, "أَنزَلْنَا." We send down. The only place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "We are dropping down the Qur'an to land on your head," is the place in Surah Al-Muzzammil. And you might feel, wonder, why did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back from the event of receiving the revelations in the cave of Hira? Why did he come up shivering and shaking and frightened and scared? You might say,
Well, what made him wrap himself with garments for few days, doing nothing except shaking under the garments, wrapping himself with more garments and shaking and shivering and shaking and shivering? What happened? First of all, you don't know what is it like to get in touch with an angel, to be under the influence of an angel. You don't know what is it like to communicate with heaven. You don't know what it is like. You might hear about it, but you will never know how is it like to communicate with heaven, and how much load and how much patience and how much you need to bear, how much load you need to bear in order to get in touch with heaven and to be under the influence of an angel who reveals the words of Allah, the heavily loaded words of Allah to your heart. That's the first thing. Second thing, you don't know that these words are very heavy. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that he is assigned a job for life, tenured job, where he has to work as a prophet for Allah without the ability to resign for the rest of his life until he dies. He's a full-time employee for Allah, full-time employee as a prophet, following the guidance of Allah, not doing anything without the permission of Allah, and he's not permitted to resign, and he's not permitted to make a wrong move. Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, Prophet Jonah, when he got sick and tired of his own people, when he worked so hard on them, bringing them evidence and logic and arguing with them, showing them the guidance of Allah, and they persistently insisted on ignoring and denying his message, he got so tired and sick, and he left them. And when he left them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished him. Why? Because he has resigned. He has submitted his resignation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, telling Allah, I can't handle those people anymore. That's it. You want me to be their prophet? I can't. For perhaps you can find another prophet who can do the job. But, you know, I can't handle that. And he left the town. Unauthorized resignation. Unauthorized abandoning of the task. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a punishment, sent him the wheel to swallow him and keep him in his belly. And as Allah has documented in the Quran, وَذَنُّونِي in Surah Al-Anbiya, وَذَنُّونِي إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَابِبًا. And the person who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called his name relative to the whale. The person of the whale, the prophet of the whale, when he left his people angry, فَظَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرْ عَلَيْهِ, and he thought that we are not going to punish him. We're not going to punish him and capture him into a tight, tough, painful scenario because he has resigned. فَظَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرْ عَلَيْهِ, he thought that we're just going to let it go like that. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ, he landed in that belly of the whale, perfectly dark belly, and he was crying, regretting what he did, and he said, La ilaha illa anta, praise be to you Allah, there is no Lord worthy of the attributes of greatness except you. Subhanak, you are way above and beyond our denial of your attributes and of greatness. Inni kuntu min al-zalimeen, I have done a great injustice to myself. I have done myself a big, great injustice. And you might wonder why this expression, injustice, is being used all over the Quran. And the reason is, whatever relief he has brought to himself, Prophet Noah, Jonah, or Prophet Yunus, whatever relief he has brought to himself, whatever pleasure he has brought to himself by resigning and quitting the task that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned to him, whatever he has done is nothing but a short-term relief. Short-term pleasure, nothing but a short-term relief that is going to be quickly forgotten. Whatever pain you do for the sake of Allah will be quickly forgotten. What remains is the record of the good deeds. Whatever pleasure you have when you disobey Allah will be quickly forgotten. And what remains is the record of the bad deeds. So that person, by bringing himself this relief, and in exchange he is bringing to himself with this relief also the price which he has to pay, which is an eternal pain in hellfire. or even not an eternal pain in hellfire, whether it's an eternal or non-eternal pain in hellfire, if you weigh the relief that he brought to himself in this life versus the price that he has to pay, which is the eternal pain in hellfire, or the temporary eternal pain in hellfire, when you weigh the price with the relief, the price is much, much, much more heavy than the relief. The relief is worthless. So, for any person to choose that short-term temporary relief that will be quickly forgotten, this person has done himself a great injustice. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reported in the Quran so many times, ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. They did injustice to themselves. And on the tongue of Prophet Yunus, إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. I did great injustice to myself by choosing this relief over your pleasure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and over your pain by running away from this pain and accepting your pain as a price to pay. So indeed, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the revelation, he knew that he cannot resign. And he knew it's a tenured job for lifetime that has a lot of responsibilities. A lot of responsibilities that come with it. And who is he? He's one man in an earth full of kufr, full of denial of the attributes of greatness of Allah. Either completely denying the existence of Allah, or denying the attributes of Allah altogether, or denying whatever kind of denial, partial or full denial. The earth was full of this denial. And he's one man. Here is the message landed on his head. Now he is supposed to carry the message forward. So he was shaking. No wonder that he spent days and days under the garment shaking. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him Surah Al-Muzzammil, followed by Surah Al-Muddathir. According to most scholars has difference of opinion, which one came first, Muddathir, and then Muzzammil, or Muzzammil, then Muddathir. But, you know, the strong opinion is that the Muzzammil came first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, O you the one who wraps himself with garment. Ya ayyuhal Muzzammil. O you the one who wraps himself with garment. Get ready for the task. Go to school and get ready for the task. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. What is that school that you need to get ready for? What is that school that you need to join in order to get ready? Because when you have a military life, if you want to transform from being a civilian into being in military, then there has to be a training period in a school, in a military school, to prepare yourself. So that military school that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to prepare the Prophet using was, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Stand up, get up from your bed during the night time and pray most of the night except a small portion of the night. نِصْفَهُ وَانْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا. Half of the night, and you might feel fall a little bit short of the half. أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Or go above the half and read the Qur'an that I have revealed to you. Why is that? Why is this a school? Why do I need to prepare myself using the school of night prayer? The reason is, إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. We are going to drop on your head. Look at the expression. The expression is literally translated. We are going to drop on your head. Drop on you. Drop on you, not on your head. Drop on you. We are going, سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. We are going to drop on you a heavily loaded word, heavily loaded scripture, heavily loaded responsibility. And then, إِنَّ نَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَطْأً وَأَقْوَ مُقِيلًا. The school of night prayer has a lot of work, requires a lot of work, and a lot of patience, and a lot of perseverance. And this school, ناشئة الليل, هي أشد وطأً وأقوى مقيلة. It is indeed going to set you straight and transform you from the life of being an ordinary person which is a civilian, to the life of being a prophet, which is one of this, the leaders, the leader of the soldiers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're going to be a soldier for Allah, not an ordinary soldier, the leader of the remaining soldiers of Allah. You have to transform your life, and by going through this training, which is the night prayer, إِنَّ نَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَطْأً وَأَقْوَ مُقِيلًا. The school of the night prayer is going to requires a lot of work, requires a lot of discipline, and it is going to set you straight. It's going to remove from you any spoiled state of mind, any spoiled feeling, any spoiled habits, any crookedness into your mind, heart, or personality. Is going to be removed and set you straight. إِنَّ نَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَطْأً وَأَقْوَمُ قِيلًا. It is going to set you straight, set your personality straight, set your heart straight, set your state of mind straight, set your attitude straight. Indeed, it is a heavy message that landed on the head of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in Surah Al-Muddathir, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّر قُمْ فَأَنذِر. Oh, you, the one who wraps himself with the garment, get up from under the blankets and deliver the warning that I want you to deliver, that anyone who dies without accepting the message is going to hell the fire. And this is the warning that has to be delivered to everyone. And this is the job of all the prophets, as Allah says, رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ. Prophets that I have sent to give the good news to the one who do good and to give the bad news to the one who doesn't do well. Get up and deliver, start delivering the message. Indeed, the children of Israel have known, have realized, have better understanding of what kind of responsibilities that will land on their head if they accept the Torah. So when Prophet Musa alayhi salam came to them with the Torah, carved on plates of stone. And you know, you need to really think about that. Al-Alwah. Alwah made of stone, plates of stone. Allah carved His guidance on these stones. There are many ways where Allah communicates His guidance down to earth. One way, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is by verbal communication. And there is also by writing on paper, as Allah said, Suhufu Ibrahim wa Musa, the papers of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, and also Prophet Musa received Suhuf as well. And then the third way is by carving on stone. Carving on a stone. Why would Allah carve them on a stone? Because the children of Israel, Allah knew who they are. Knew that they are going to change it. So Allah carved it on a stone to make it as difficult as possible for them to change it. Yet Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, تَجْعَلُونَهُ قَرَاطِيسَ تُبْدُونَهَا وَتُخْفُونَ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا عُلِّمْتُمْ. That you carved the Torah from the plates into the papers. And not only one long piece of paper, no, you copy them into different pieces of paper so that you show some, تُبْدُونَهَا وَتُخْفُونَ كَثِيرًا. You show the paper that you want to show and hide the one that doesn't serve you. You use the Torah, and instead of serving the Torah, you use the Torah. And instead of serving the scripture and the religion, you use it. If it's in your best interest, you show the portion that's in your interest. If it's not in your interest, you hide it and you show the other portion that's in your best interest. تُبْدُونَهَا وَتُخْفُونَ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا عُلِّمْتُمْ. When Allah sent them the Torah, what did they do? They said to Prophet Musa, we are not accepting the Torah. Why? Because it comes with heavy responsibilities and we are not willing to take these responsibilities. But Allah told me to give it to you, we are not taking it. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did, as He reported in the Quran, Allah lifted the mountain over their head. And they were under the mountain. The shadow of the mountain covered them. Allah told them, one of two choices. You either take the Torah or I'm going to crush your bones and skulls using this mountain. There is no third choice. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذْ نَطَقْنَا الْجَبَلَ فَوْقَهُمْ كَأَنَّهُ ظُلَّةٌ. We have lifted the mountain above their heads and they were under covered by the shadow of this mountain. خُذُوا مَا أَتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ. Take the Torah by force. You take the Torah or the mountain is going to crush you. And at that point, they accepted to take the Torah. They were smart. They knew what kind of responsibilities that come with the Torah. And they did not want. Unfortunately, they are smarter than us, where we don't appreciate how much responsibilities is involved with the Quran. And we are ignoring it. That, like they did the same thing. After that, after they were forced to accept the Torah, they took it, but they ignored it. And Allah have reported that مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها. The example of the one that are حملوا means force it to take, force it to accept, force it to take. Not حملوا, not they have accepted it. No, they were forced to take it. حملوا التوراة. They are forced to take the توراة ثم لم يحملوها, and they rejected carrying it. They ignored the responsibilities that come with it. They either simplified it, or they have ignored it, or they did whatever way that made them run away from the responsibilities and the job and the employment by Allah that come from the Torah. Allah said, their example, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. It is the example of the donkey that was loaded with heavy volumes, encyclopedia and books. What happens? He carries the burden of the weight. The donkey gets the burden of the weight and held accountable to the burden of the weight. Yet, the donkey is not benefiting from the light and the guidance and the knowledge inside these books. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the example of the examples of the one that were given a scripture, whether they are from the children of Israel, as this surah exactly states, or from other than the children of Israel. Those who act in the same way when they are delivered, when there's a book that was delivered to them and they run away from the responsibilities of this book, their example is like the donkey who was given the responsibility of carrying boxes full of volumes of knowledge, of guidance, the most important, valuable, and the most valuable and the most guiding books are the scriptures of Allah on the back of the donkey. The donkey carrying them. What is the donkey's getting? Is just getting the weight and not benefiting from none of the knowledge. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إني داع فقولوا آمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. رب أذل الشرك والمشركين. دمر اللهم أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم عليك بمن عاد الإسلام وحارب المسلمين. اللهم كن في عون إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل أرض مسلمة. اللهم إن الأعداء قد تجبروا عليهم وظلموهم, والأصدقاء قد تخلوا عنهم وخذلوهم, فادفع عن أحيائهم يا رب العالمين. تقبل قتلهم من الشهداء, واشف مرضاهم, وفك أسراهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه يا رب العالمين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين, واجعلنا للمتقين إماما, وأقم الصلاة.